Now, at one time, back in the 1920s, he put a monument up on Mission Peak. It was about a 20-foot-tall natural rock cemented in, making like a pyramid up there, tall, thin pyramid, on the top of a granite base that had family members' names who had predeceased him.
That was at right at the summit.
Yes, right at the top of Mission Peak.
This was your grandfather, you were saying.
Great-grandfather.
Your great-grandfather. And I think there's still some concrete up there, maybe that's a remnant of that.
Yes.
At the very summit of the peak.
But in World War II, the government asked the family to take it down. It would be too much of a focal point because there was an electric light on the top and a flagpole. The American flag flew there. In the evening, my great-grandfather had a direct line of sight to the monument down off Mill Creek Road, and he'd flip the switch and the light would go on top of the monument. And I think that was his way of remembering his wife who had died and his daughter who had died and who were named on the monument. We're trying to get a smaller monument reestablished closer to where the houses are now, and we might get it done next summer. That's what it looks like. It'll be the beginning of the second century of the family. Our 100th anniversary at the old Rancho was celebrated by the family this past summer. We hope that this will begin a second century, and we'll start by replacing the monument, helping people be more aware of what's around them. The monument base itself is being stored in Hayward at the original monument company that did the monument in the first place. We're going to use a smaller piece of it. I'm thinking of making some granite bookends and giving it to each of the different family branches that live around Mission Peak.
Tell us about the patch that you and your brother presented to the park district.
Our family commissioned this patch. It just shows from the Fremont side, Mission Peak, with the line of trees on the Goosens Hill that looks like it's right in front of the peak. And it includes Boy Scout emblem and the names of the families who live there and East Bay Regional Park District initials, because they currently run the operation up there. And we hope to help people recognize that there is a heritage that should not be lost. The park district has done what they could with what they had, and that seemed to be our grandmother's legacy to us. Do what you can with what you have. We wrote a thank you letter and had them framed and gave it to both the East Bay Park District and to the Boy Scout Council, the Mission Peak Council, so they could hang it there and have people be more aware of the heritage that's up there. We are trying to raise money by selling the other patches that we have. And if somebody is interested in getting a patch and donating to our foundation, we would love to give the patches away if they donated, $50.